put it in a paper bag for you, you know, but it had no, it wasn't sealed up or in no special container. Mm-hmm. Of course, when my children were all at home, we always bought it 50 or 100 pound things. And the salt the same way, only most of it was just in burlap in the early days. Mm-hmm. And all it was dirty and hard and everything. Mm-hmm. It just.
I'm going to move around a little bit here if you don't mind.
Okay.
You won't have to peer around the corner.
But anyway, the sugar was a far cry from what it is now. It wasn't clean and refined like it is now. I can remember they used to have sugar in barrels in the stores. Now, we never did buy a barrel of sugar, never did have anything like that. But they dipped it out and weighed it on the scales that had the weights on it. And on the,
did you have those little barrels about this tall, too?
Not with sugar in it that I remember.
Vinegar, maybe?
Yeah, the vinegar, I think, well, it was usually in a 50-gallon container.
Uh-huh. Still a barrel, huh?
Yeah, still a barrel, and molasses came in barrels. And you took your container to the store and got your half-gallon or gallon of molasses that you got.
Hmm. How did nails come then?
Well, I think you could always buy them like you do now by the weight, you know, a certain amount. But then usually you got a keg of nails, and that was anywhere from 10 to 15 to 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, they are a heavy thing, so you didn't have a great lot when you got a keg.
A lot of weight, but not much stuff. When you got stuff in jugs, what did you call the thing that plugged the hole?
Stopper.
Was that made out of rubber or cork? Or?
Well, sometimes it was cork. Most of the time it was a corn cob.
Yeah?
Wrapped in a... If it was something you were going to eat, like vinegar or something, it was a corn cob wrapped with a piece of cloth. Mm-hmm. And you had to take that, too. Mm-hmm. You had to take your jugs to get your vinegar and your kerosene, coal oil. Mm-hmm. We all said coal oil.
And that's become kerosene, huh?
Yeah. I can remember when I first saw that kerosene in print, and I wondered what in the world it was.
Did they use something to fill your jugs? Did you bring that along, too, or?
No, I have such a forgetful memory. I can't say. A little cylinder thing, you know, that slipped down in and
funnel.
Mm-hmm. They had the tin funnels.
Mm-hmm.
Load them up. Not until after the First World War did we ever see an aluminum funnel.
Hmm. Oh, yes, aluminum was the wonderful metal that cost so much.
Yeah.
Goodness. Do the children around here have those musical instruments that they could suck on and blow and hold this way?
A mouth harp?
Yeah.
A juice harp? No, not a juice harp. It was the one that you tingled.
The twang?
Yeah.
No.
Harmonica.
Did you say the one that you suck and blow on was? Mouth harp?
Mouth harp or harmonica, mm-hmm. Of course, but they always call it just a harp.
Yeah. They use those at dances for music here?
Oh, not now. They don't. I doubt it. I doubt if one child out of 100 could ever play one. They never even, I think Cressus has a few of them occasionally, but I don't remember ever seeing any of
them. What do you use for music at the dance?
Well, mostly records.
Oh.
Records.